Let's review. The Mishnah continues elaborating on the list of transgressions for which one is liable for skila stoning. Zok the Mishnah, Hamachal lesa Shabbos bedaber shechayom nazdoin nekaros v'ashegagos echadus. One who desecrates the Shabbos by performing a melacha on Shabbos is liable for skila, but only for those melachas for which one is liable for karos when intentional and the karmachatas when unintentional. The Gemara infers Machlal de ikam midi de chil Shabbos hava ve'in chayav en loy ashegagos echadus v'loy azdoin nekaros. There are forms of malacha for which one is not liable karis, nor a carbon, namely tchumin balibud Rebbe Akiva. According to Rebbe Akiva, traveling outside the tchum boundary is asa midereisa, but one is not liable. Or havara balibud Rebbe Yesi, according to Rebbe Yesi, the malacha of kindling a fire is mentioned in the Torah separately to exclude it from the punishment of karis or carbon. Zok the Mishnah makal ove ve'imoy ein chayv ad sheikal lim b'shem. One is only liable for stoning if he curses his father or mother with the divine name. However, the Mishnah concludes, Kilim Bikinui, Reb Meir Mechayev HaChacham Patron. If he cursed them using a lesser name, such as Shakai, Tzavokai, Rachum, Chanan, it's a machlokes if he's liable. The Gemara explains, Man Chacham, Reb Nachem Reb Yesi. The Chacham of the Mishnah reflect the opinion of Reb Nachem Reb Yesi, who expounded, Benokvoi Shem Yumas, Matamalim Shem, Limra Makal, Avivimai Shenachayev HaChakalim B'Shem. The Pasuk mentions the word Shem a second time in the Pasuk of Megad of Blasphemy. And it's expounded regarding Mekal Av instead that one is only liable if he curses his father with the divine name. The Gemara cites a brisa that expounds the pasuk of Mekal Av v'imoy, which reads as follows: Ki ish ish shikalis aviv v'imoy, mois yumas aviv v'imoy kilil dam of boy. Ish ish l'rapis bas tumtum badreginus. The repetition of the word ish includes women and therefore tumtum badreginus, those of uncertain gender as well. Pasuk continues, Asher Yikalis Aviv Imay. Rabbi Yeshia says, Ainli Ela Aviv V'Imay. Aviv Shalai Imay, Imay Shalai Aviv Minayin. The Pasuk is understood to mean cursing both his father and his mother. How do we know that one is liable even for cursing one and not the other? Therefore, the Pasuk continues, Aviv V'Imay Kilil, Aviv Kilil, Imay Kilil. The Pasuk mentions the word cursing twice in the first phrase next to the word Aviv, and then the second phrase next to the word Imay, to teach us that one is liable even for cursing only one of them. However, the first phrase itself is understood to mean both his mother and father, and equally to mean mother or father. And so we know from the first phrase that one is liable for cursing them separately as well. Rashi adds that the second phrase is expounded later in the Masechta for another halacha. The Gemara now seeks the Azhara, the pasuk that prohibits cursing of the imay, and cites three psukim forbidding cursing various individuals, from which of the imay are also derived. Elikim loisakal. Not to curse a judge. However, we could argue that this is because at the mitzvah al hayra asay, we're commanded to heed his rulings, and so we cannot extrapolate to other individuals. V'nasi ba'am chaleitar, not to curse a leader. However, we could argue that this is because at the mitzvah al hamra asay, we're forbidden to rebel against him, and so we cannot extrapolate to other individuals. Furthermore, we cannot learn the following binyan ah from these two cases: hatzara shavish behem shein ba'amcha ba'atamuzra al kavalasin. And include any Jew referred to as Ba'amcha, one who acts as a Jew, because it can be refuted as follows. Perhaps one is only commanded regarding individuals who are in positions of prominence, such as a judge or leader. Then the Torah writes a third pasuk, not to curse a deaf person. Here we see, we are even commanded even regarding downtrodden Jews. However, we could argue, perhaps we're commanded to be especially caring regarding the unfortunate, and we could not extend this prohibition to include other Jews. We also cannot learn the following binyan from all three psukim. It's forbidden to curse any Jew referred to as Ba'amcha, one who acts as a Jew, because it can be refuted as follows. These individuals each have a unique standing, and so there is no source that it is forbidden to curse an ordinary Jew. The Gemara concludes, Nichtiv Kra Oyalikim Becherish, Oy Nasi Becherish. The Torah did not have to mention both the judge and the leader. Therefore, Im Eina Inyan, Legufoy Teneu Inyan La'av. And the extra pasuk serves to include a parent in this prohibition. The next Mishnah discusses the issue of Naira HaMerasa, a betrothed maiden. One who has relations with a Naira HaMerasa is liable for skila stoning. The Mishnah now delineates the exact parameters of this halacha, among them her exact age. A katana refers to a girl less than 12 years old. A Naira is a girl who turned 12 and she becomes a Gedaila by exhibiting Shnei Cyrus. 6 months later, when she brings additional signs of maturity, she becomes a Begeris. Zakt the Mishnah, Habal Nair Marasa Eina Chayiv, Achte Naira Bisula Marasa Vibavesavia. One is only liable for having relations with a betrothed maiden if she is a Naira, between ages 12 and 12 and a half. A Bisula, never having had relations and not a Ba'ula. Ma'irasa, betrothed, and not Nesua, married. And Bavesavia, she is still in her father's domain, and Loimasar Lishluchi Abali, he has not yet delivered her to her husband's agents. The Gemara points out, Zudivir Remeir, our mission is the opinion of Remeir, who holds that Naira, one who is between 12 and 12 and a half years old, excludes both a Begeres, who is older than 12 and a half years old, and a Katana, who is younger than 12 years old. The Chum hold that one is liable even for a Katana. The Gemara inquires, Ba'ala Katana Mayrasal Remeir Mahu. What is one's liability for a Katana according to Remeir? Legami Memaitle or Meskila Memaitle? Is he completely exempt from the death penalty? Or is he only exempt from skila, but he still gets chenek as for a nesua? The Gemara explains that this is a machlekes tanoim. Rabbi Yeshua holds legami memaitli, because the pasuk regarding a nesua says, umesu gam shneim, at shiyu shneim shavim. The pasuk refers to both parties collectively to teach us that if she is exempt because she is a katana, he is also exempt from the death penalty. Rabbi Yenson holds meskila memaitli, because the pasuk regarding ma'ana says, umesa isha shashachav imad levadi. Someone who coerces a betrothed girl, he alone is liable for the death penalty. As Rashi explains, this pasuk is superfluous because the pasuk already said, "Velanara leisasadaber," she is exempt because she was coerced. Therefore, this extra pasuk teaches us that if she is exempt, such as if she is a katana, he is still liable for the death penalty, but only for chenek, not skila. The Mishnah concludes, "Bo leu shnayim harishin v'skila v'hasheni b'chenek." If two individuals have relations with a nayim marasa in an unnatural way, shaloi kedarka, the first is liable for skila, but the second is only liable for chenek, strangulation, because she is no longer considered a besula at the second time. A brisa cites a machlokes regarding this halacha. "Bo leu asar b'nei adam adayin hi besula kulam b'skila." The Chum hold that if many individuals have relations with a betrothed girl, shaloi kedarka, they are all liable for stoning because she is still considered a besula. However, Rebbe Aimer Harisha Meskila v'kula mechanek. The first person is liable for stoning, but the others are only liable for chenek. Although she is physically still a besula, the pasuk levade excludes them in this case.